Yichnisa. So what is the, when we're talking about Yichnisa, Mamshtereis Gemara, Amrib Shubamar Yisrael, Sof Davar Yichnisa. Doesn't mean literally that she had to bring the Shvachot with her. It means even if she had brought enough to Dunya, that it was Roy to be Machnis, or, according to some, actually, even if this Baal is so rich that the norm is that there would be Shvachot in the house, it's also called Ru'uya Lachnis. This is like we learned, Ishto Ola Imo, Avalo Yoredet Imo. So that means that coming here, the Gemara compares. It's interesting. In our Sugya, in the Bavli, this only is Megea, the Inyan of the Yanika. In the same Sugya, where Ruya Lachlisimo doesn't bring in the fact that in his family they usually have Misharatot in the house. Here the Rishama uses what the Bavli uses for Anaka into what's considered to be Ruya for Shvachot, not because of her Nandunya, but because of his level of life.
She goes up.
To require Shvachot. Right? This actually, the Ran says on the Bavli, that that's what's meant. It's not meant only because of the Dunya, like Rashi means. Almana uvaneha. So we said Ishto Olaimo. So she's not Yoredesimo, so if her family usually has a shifcha according to this, he's going to have to pay for it, even though his family is a lower class. Where you have an almano vanea that have a tnai ktuva, that are taking care of them after the death of the husband, so they're yordim avulo olim. They go now after it was heard there to come from a fancy family. She's only nizonet according to the level of the ba'a, or vice versa. So it's the opposite. So when she's alive and they have a relationship, she's ola, but an almana is yoredet. Hapoalim. So now we have poalim that were hired now, and you're supposed to feed them. How do you feed them? Are they oilin or are they yored? Olin. So if he is rich, he has to give them kind of things that he would eat. Avolo yordin. And if he, on the other hand, is a poor guy, now he has very little, he still has to give them whatever he originally had arranged with them that they expected to eat. Habat, over here from the dunya. You have a daughter, the daughter's supposed to get the dunya after the death of the father as one of the tnai ktuva, which she can take out of the Arusha. Lo olava lo yoredet. It doesn't matter over here what happened to the nechasim after the death of the father, whether they were ruined, they were yardin, or whether they were worth more, she only gets kafi, the understanding of what the father would have wished at that point. Now, asks the Gemara, as we learned in the Bavli, the Tachni Shifcha L'chol HaDvarim. Why does it say Shifcha HaTochenet, Eina Tochenet, Eina Ofer, but it does everything else, right? Why? Why can't she say, here's my Shifcha, let her take my place? Omrufki Abayuda, Yitachayim Shal Shifcha. Because the husband can say, but who's going to take care of the shifcha herself? So because of that, you can't completely pata yourself. She not only is going to be available for doing the things you did, but now there's another person in the house. Omer Rabbi Bon, al yidei shadvarim halalo shall be zayon. The point of here is different. These things that we patered are things that are elements of bizayon, doing the laundry, grinding the meal, to have to bake, which are things that are done in a bakery. I mean, these are considered to be dvarim shel bizayon. So lefichach talu otam b'shivcha, we pater her from malachas that a shivcha does, because that's the derech for a shivcha to do. So memela, we're not saying that the shivcha really can take her place, but what we're saying is that a shivcha deals with certain issues. Om Reb Yudah v'Reb Yibon, it's another reason. Even where a woman has a shivcha, it's simply not the derech of a woman to sit back and do nothing. One shivcha, she's still considered to be like a normal household. She works with the maid. And who knows if the maid comes, she doesn't work harder because of the maid. Ravuna Amar, Afilik Nisalomeash, Bachot, Kofala Soto Dvorim Shayachid. Look, things that have to do with intimacy, that for sure is not negated this whole discussion. Ma'ar Dvorim Shayichud, that's the Sachat Lot Gufo, Rachetzet Lot Yaret Raglav, Mosekat Lot Akos. Why, Lama? Mishum Shehi Chayevet La Soto, she has a Shibun. Is that the point? Or because Dafka would be parutz to use a shivcha to do those things, and therefore you'd still have to expect that somebody's going to take care, and that would be the woman. Oh, the nafkamina between these two approaches, nafkamina is if there's males. So I'm going to have a shivcha now be my valet and my bath. That's inappropriate. But over here, Reich Nisalo Avadim. So because in the terms of preachers, the guy has a male valet, what's the problem? Let him take care of these issues that you think are inappropriate for a woman.
Bless his grief.
Huh?
Bless his grief.
What's grief? Oh, grief. So if it's because of the shibud, it has nothing to do with it. Having let tama for sure, it's only mishum shechayevet lo. Because since we never said an afkamina of avodim or shvachot, so then it must be because the woman is chayevet. It's not, and that would, and that's how the Ritva learns it. That would be the reasonable
choice. These personal services that the wife does for husband, they're connected. What?
No, these are not connected. These are the understanding that it have to do with intimacy, the same as Machayevin. There's a level of intimacy and Kiyuvim to take care of her husband that has to do with intimacy. Rav Avodima B'Tzipori, boy, Kanei Rabbi Mona, when Rav Avodima lived in Tzipori, which is in Barnea's neighborhood, asked Rav Mona, maybe he was visiting Tzipori, Lo Bistavra Nishum Shechayevet Lo, isn't it more reasonable that the reason is because now of the chiyav, and even if avodim, it's a chiyav that has to do with a woman. Or Marlo Rabbona says, well, that's my opinion too. Afanan Savake, that it's only reasonable that it has to do, has nothing to do with how many avodim you have, even males, it has to do with the nature of the relationship, and this is part of the relationship assumptions. Tani, again, confusion over in the Girsa, but Tani, we learn in the Tosefta, Kofala Sopet Semer Avalobe Pishtan. So it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Kofala Sopet Semer, even if Ichnisalo Meshvachal. You should know that that's Dafket Semer, but not Pishtan. Why is this? As we learned today in Rabbi Yehuda, Mipneshi Misarachat at Apeh, Umishalevket at Asifayot. So because she has to now always wet the thread to make it soft enough to spin, so it makes her have bad breath all the time. And here mishalefket is clearly an inyan of tearing, so it tears at it. So I said tearing the lips rather than simply lengthening. So it could be the two are interrelated because of the sores all the time. So you get additional tissue there, the scar tissue, and it lengthens her lips. It doesn't look nice. And that's the point, not because she'll have a cut in her lips at a particular time, but you see people that have cuts like that, their lips swell. The swelled lip doesn't look nice. Okay.